said the haunt.
I said the haunt because I think that was my name. It's just like the haunt.
Yes. Sorry, I do think I misspoke on the 88. Eddie DeHond, not DeHond, who is actually a spotter. So thank you. All right, we've now been joined by Ryan Blaney, who will sit on the pole for tomorrow's NASCAR Cup Series race here at North Wilkesboro. Ryan, thank you so much for joining us. Obviously, a big weekend to have an official Cup Series points event here at North Wilkesboro. You'll get to lead the field to the green. Just give us a little bit of your perspective on this weekend.
Yeah, great lap, but no, yeah, I look forward to it. I've enjoyed coming here the last few years for the All-Star race, and, you know, was excited when they announced that there was going to be a points race here, because I feel like this place has done a really good job of, you know, not only kind of revitalizing it, the facilities, but they do a good, really good job of fan experiences and puts on a really good race too. So, long race for sure tomorrow night, 450 laps, long way, but, it's going to be a good show. So I'm excited. And, I think it's very well deserving of a points race.
All right. We'll go ahead and go to questions. If you have a question, raise your hand. We'll get a microphone to you. We're going to start up front with Jordan.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. What does this track compare to other tracks in the schedule in terms of how you drive it?
Yeah, 3 and 4 is 3 and 4 is kind of a shorter radius. 1 and 2 at Phoenix, kind of similar esque banking. You know, it's a little bit flatter than 1 and 2. You kind of can search around up there a good bit. 1 and 2 is kind of unique in its own way. If it's like a big diamond corner, but like in the truck race and races past, you've seen guys be able to run the very bottom of 1 and 2 here, which has been a good lane to open up. So 1 and 2, I think, is pretty unique in itself. But 3 and 4 reminds me a lot of kind of a Phoenix 1 and 2, but just a little bit shorter distance.
Because it's similar to Phoenix, and obviously Penske has done so well on those type of tracks, and you won there earlier this year. Do you feel like the success you had there will carry over and you guys are in a good spot?
I hope so. Yeah, I mean, you don't know until we get out there for practice and, you know, kind of see where the speed's at. First short track we've had in a while. So I'm looking forward to seeing where that speed is. Hopefully we've carried it over from what we were in the past at short tracks from, you know, Bristol and Phoenix, Martinsville, things like that. So looking forward to seeing what we have for this weekend. And, yeah, I hope that speed is what I'm, you know, what we're accustomed to. But we'll find out. Never know.
All right, John, go ahead.
John Newby, FanBuzz. Talking to some drivers earlier this week, they expect attrition, but they're not sure if it's going to be, like, mechanical, people wrecking each other. Do you have a sense of what will happen with this being the longest race you guys have done here and the largest field?
Yeah, I definitely think attrition is a good word for it. You know, mechanical maybe a little bit. You're kind of on the brakes pretty decent at this place. So I'm curious to kind of see, you know, how do the brakes last? What's everyone's kind of brake package set up coming in here? You know, we want to run, you know, lighter weight stuff, but you might sacrifice a little bit of durability. And then, you know, it's the first race with the new kind of bumper structure. And there's nothing behind that bumper. I mean, it's all the foam's gone. It's just body work. So they're going to be pretty flimsy for sure. You know, and I was fortunate in the previous generation car that was what it was. You had to be really, really careful with the nose and, you know, the right side and stuff like that. So I feel like I have some experience on, you know, you have to really be mindful of that stuff. Some guys, I think, you know, who have only driven this car, they didn't get to experience that in the other car. But that stuff's going to be flimsy. So you're really going to have to be careful on stack ups, you know, laying the bumper to somebody, but yeah, I think just the length of the race and the pace that this place is, it's not a slow racetrack. It's really fast, kind of physically demanding racetrack. So, and it's, you know, it's a tomorrow night race, but it's going to be fairly warm. So I think you're going to have some people, you know, really physically having to dig down deep at the end of this thing, because you're going to be worn out for sure.
Steven, go ahead.
Steve Wilson, Speedway Digest. In 2011, you won a past series heat race here, mm-hmm. and you went on to that race, and you've seen this track and the arc from that point to today. just looking back over all those years from that point of winning that heat race here in 2011 to today, I mean, what's your thoughts on everything that's happened?
Yeah, it's I remember that weekend. That was a big weekend because that was the first time anything ran on this place for a long time when they brought some late models there with the past series. Yeah, I remember winning that heat race. I remember, I think Chase Elliott won the race and they threw him out. After the race, they failed tech, and I think Bill said we're never racing this series ever again, which was funny. But I think it's come a long ways. You know, it's amazing to see what this place is now and that it has truck races on it, cup races, the cars tour races, late model races, you know, yesterday were great. So I think it's just becoming a huge staple of this area again, as it should be, because it has so much history and so much meaning to people that, you know, came here in the 90s and before that. So yeah, 15 years ago, I never would have thought I'd be here in general, but I never would have thought we'd be back at this place, and it's doing as well as it is. So props to everybody who made this racetrack possible, bringing it back.
All right, Chris, if you'll raise your hand. I broke it too. Thank you.
Hey, Chris Weaver, Fox AWGHP High Point. I've got to skip us ahead a week to get the soundbite about Indianapolis going to the Boss Man's track. You finished seventh last year, led some laps. What is it that lights you up about Indianapolis?
Yeah, I mean, that place has always been special in general, and let alone in our organization. When you sign up to race for Mr. Penske, you know that that's an important place to him. It's not talked about in the shop. It's just known. And now, you know, that he's owned the Speedway for the last handful of years, it's even more, I wouldn't say pressure to win there, but it's more of a known in our building that, you know, if you can win at the boss's track, that means a lot to him. That got him into racing when his dad took him there when he was a kid. Like, that's, you just know the meaning behind that place to him. And then obviously as a driver, you want to put your name on there. So big weekend. I hope we can deliver for him. We got to catch up to the IndyCar guys who are kicking our butt at that place on their track record at Indy 500. So hopefully we have something for him next weekend, and be the coolest thing to share victory lane moment and kissing the brakes with Roger. That'd be a heck of an experience.
All right, Andrew, if you'll raise your hand right here in the red. Thank you.
Andrew Curlin, Performance Racing Network. I want to ask you about a clip that went viral after the race at Echo Park Speedway of you riding the motorcycle, and then I heard you got a visit from the police after that, too?
No. I took a couple laps around in that Harley. I was sitting in victory lane, and I forgot that was part of the trophy, and then they told me that, and I was like, well, I'd love to take it for a couple laps. And, you know, when am I ever going to get an experience like this ever again? So I took it for a couple laps, cruised around there, and went into turn one on my last lap, and the police lit me up, turned their sirens on, and I thought I was in big trouble for a little bit. And I think they thought that there was a fan riding around the racetrack on their bike. And then they kind of pulled up behind me, and then they turned their lights off and went away. I think they realized that this wasn't a fan riding just stuff around, but... yeah, blue lights were flashing. It's never a fun thing to see, whether you're in your car or on a bike at Atlanta Motor Speedway. It's a fun experience, though.
The fire suit may have been what gave it away.
Yeah, it was pretty, closer. It was a bright one. Yeah.
All right, Trenton, go ahead.
Trent Washington from The Grid Media. Ryan, where do you see yourself and your team being separating yourselves from the other Fords right now? Because you're in the regular season championship battle at this point, 65 points out, and you won last week. And while the other Fords may be struggling a little bit here and there, where have you found that separation to get you guys ahead?
Jonathan Hassler. You know, Jonathan's an amazing crew chief. He's an amazing leader on our group, and he's always finding ways to try to, you know, be better and better every week. So it's just fun to drive his race cars. It's fun to work with him through areas where we want to improve, and, you know, what are the little things that he and I can do better as a group and as a driver, crew chief combination, you know, to kind of maximize performance week in and week out. So he's a huge part of it, and I have him, you know, to thank for driving really fast race cars. It's a lot of fun to drive his cars, and so I'd say he's the main factor in it.
All right. Okay. We'll go. There we go.
Andrew Stoddard, frontstretch.com. Ryan, just want to touch briefly on the in-season challenge. And in addition to the excitement of being here, you have the semifinal against Christopher Bell, who, based on the metric, will be starting right behind you in third. How much attention or focus will be on the 20 as part of y'all's race plans, or just kind of go for the win and the in-season challenge to take care of itself?
Yeah, I feel like that's going to be a really heck of a battle between me and Christopher this weekend. You know, they run really good on short tracks. We have a history of running really good on short tracks. You know, he won the All-Star race here last year, so he's going to be really tough competition. So that's going to be a heck of a battle. And I wouldn't say through the race, during the in-season challenge that we've been a part of, I've really focused too much on who I'm running. I see who we're up against during the week, and then I just try to go focus on my job during the race. And I haven't really been in situations, it's like coming down to the end of the race and we're running, you know, eighth and that guy's running seventh, and like, you know, then maybe I would think about it, but I look at it once and then just try to go win the race and that stuff takes care of itself. But it's been fun to be a part of it, that's for sure. I got knocked out after round one last year, so it's been fun to kind of go through the bracket and see who you're up against, you know, through the week and then go do your deal. But it's nice to be a part of it. I think it's really neat. I wasn't really a part of it last year, but I enjoyed watching how it played out. You know, because motorsports, there's never it's not a 1v1 type thing, you know, as like a March Madness or other sports. So it's cool. I think they've implemented this in our sport. And like I said, it's going to be a heck of a battle for sure between he and I this weekend.
All right. I'm going to take one final question. Scotty, I think you had a question.
Scotty Sprinkle, Streamwell Nation. There's a little bit of a notebook here with the new asphalt. I know with the All-Star race, the tires were a little, you know, kind of weird both races. Do you envision track position being extremely important tomorrow night, or do you think that, you know, with the heat, the long race and everything, that we'll see, you know, a lot of passing and movement throughout the field?
Yeah, I hope so. I hope there's a lot of movement of, you know, comers and goers, fall off, stuff like that. I know in the years past, the last couple of years of this All-Star race, it's been kind of hard to come through the field and tires don't really fall off a ton. I know I will say though, Goodyear has been doing a great job of trying to get softer and softer and to where, you know, that's a big deal of if you abuse your stuff. This place just isn't super rough. You know, the surface is really smooth, so it's hard to get that tire wear. But I think it being a longer race, longer runs, like full tire runs, fuel runs, I think you're going to hopefully have guys start to struggle, you know, towards the end of these runs. So I think the distance of the race and the work that Goodyear's been doing, I'm hopeful that it will really show a lot of kind of tire management, comers and goers. So we'll see.
All right, Ryan, thank you so much for your time. Best of luck tomorrow. A friendly reminder, the bullpen will open in approximately 5 minutes. Thank you, guys.